你告诉他你可以强迫他们走一里路，那么好了，他们一定会叫他们走一万里路。
Of course, they ask them to walk one mile. They may ask them to walk 10,000 miles.
但是不要忘记，罗马的法律说
，But the laws of Roman states,
你最多走一里就好了。
The most you can walk only 1 mile.
走一里路以后，你可以不走。
After 1 mile, you do not have to continue.
这是法律说的。
This is the law.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
天国的王是怎么说的
But what did the king of the kingdom say?
罗马皇帝说
The Roman emperor says,
你只要陪他走一里
you only have to follow him for another
下面你可以拒绝了
you can refuse the next mile.
但是天上的国天国的王怎么说
But what does the king of the kingdom have
他叫你走一里路
If he asks you to walk a mile,
你陪他走第二里路
You have to accompany him for the second mile.
为什么
Why?
天国不光是属天的
The kingdom of heaven not only have the heavenly compartment
也是属灵的
It's also spiritual
圣灵住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit dwells in us
那个生命是得胜有余的生命
And you know that, that life is the life of an overcomer
有的姊妹做见证啊
Some sisters will testify
昨天晚上我差一点发脾气了
Last night, I almost lose my temper.
我得胜了，但是我是险胜。
That although I have overcome, but I just managed to.
你知道，很多基督徒的得胜都是险胜，差一点就不行了。
Most of the time that we just managed to have victory.
什么叫做得胜呢
？What does it mean by?
我不光有一张脸，我还有第二张脸。
You know that though you have one side of the cheek.
你要我走一里路，我有两里路。
If you have one, I'm going to walk 1 mile. I'm going to walk 2 miles.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是个超越的生命。
And you know that.This life is a surpassing life.
而且你能为仇敌祷告。
And that you can also pray for your enemy.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我爱我的弟兄。
I love my brothers.
我爱我的朋友。
I love my friends.
这是爱。
This is love.
但是这是半圆的爱。就一半。75%.
This is only the half a portion of love.
什么时候我爱我的仇敌。
The moment that you love your enemy.
那个爱是完全的爱。
That will be the complete love.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣说你们要完全。
Jesus says you must be a complete,
像天父的完全一样
just like the completeness of the heavenly Father.
我请问大家
Let me ask
我们怎么可能像天父完全
How could we be like the perfect heavenly Father?
所以这里的完全不是圣洁的完全
And this is not talking about the
holiness. 这里的完全指的爱的完全说的
This is talking about the complete love.
你如 perfect love,
perfect love,
你如果读这一段圣经的话
you were to read this portion of the Bible,
给我们看见天父怎样的天父
you see how the Father in heaven,
他是怎么爱
how does he show
他的爱是怎么爱的
what type of love he showed?
他把太阳的好人也带人
Now, he has give sun, the sunlight to the good.
他也坏好人也坏人
Whether you are good and,
他也让雨给好人也给歹人
and he also grant winds for those who are good and those who are evil
弟兄姊妹如果神只把太阳给好人那个爱只是一半的
and if only God will only grant the sunlight to the good that is only half
不神的爱是为爱仇敌的爱
and we know the love of God is the love for his enemy
所以这个时候你看神的爱是完全的爱
we can see that the love of God is the perfect love
主说你们的爱你们要完全像天父一样的完全
you must have the perfect love just as the Father
意思就是你们的爱要像天父一样的完全
that means to say that your love must be a perfect love
你不能单爱那些可爱的弟兄
you cannot only love those who are lovable
你要爱那些恨你的人
you must love those who hate
弟兄姊妹这是国度的要求
And this is the demand of the kingdom.
这是国度的律法
And this is the laws of the kingdom.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
你看见吗这也是国度的生命
And we know that this is also the life of the kingdom.
想想看弟兄姊妹
Let's think about it.
今天你只不杀人这是60分
We know that if you do not,
不可杀不杀人这是60分
If you do not commit a murder you have attained 60 marks.
你不恨人就是100分
If you do not hate, you will attain 100 marks.
你明白吗？今天摩西的律法只让你考60分
And today, the law of Moses will only allow you to attain 60 marks.
但是天国的律法是考叫你考100分
But the law of the kingdom will enable you to score 100 marks.
不可奸淫，这是60分
And we know that, do not commit adultery, you can only get 60
连念头都没有，这是100分
You can't even to have the thought, because that will enable you to
以眼还眼，以牙还牙，60分
And we know that an eye for an eye, a tooth for an eye, is only 60 marks.
不要和恶人作斗
Do not resist the
转过第二个脸
Turn your next cheek,
走第二里路
to move on the second
给第二件衣服
give your second clothes,
为你的敌人祷告
pray for your enemy,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是什么
What is this?
这是100分
This is the 100 mark.
这样你就能完全像天父一样的完全。
Only this that you will have the perfect love like the Father in heaven.
我请问大家，考100分的人，
those who have obtained 100 marks,
是不是通过60分的人？
Are those that have passed the 60 marks?
对不对呢？
Right.
所以主耶稣说，
And so the Lord Jesus said,
我来了不是要废掉律法。
I'm here not to forgo the law.
律法一点一画都要成全。
All the every part of the law is going to be fulfilled.
你怎么成全？
And how are you?
你在属地的国度里面。
When you are at the kingdom on earth.
约翰保罗告诉我们说。
Paul tells us.
律法是一面镜子，让我们知罪。
Because law is just like a piece of mirror.
经过1500年。
After that 1500 years.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
None. There's not even one righteous.
没有一个人在那个国度。里面是义人的。
None in the kingdom is the righteous man.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在标准高了。
Now we know that standard has been raised.
现在你进到天国里面。
Now we have entered into the kingdom.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果你真的有了门徒的义，
If you truly have the righteousness of the disciples,
你看这个国度属于这些义人的。
And we know that this kingdom belongs to these righteous.
结果他们考了100分了。
They have attained the 100 mark.
他们当然通过60分大关嘛。
They already passed the 60 mark.
那么律法只要求60分。
And we know the laws only demand 60 mark.
如果你如果活出天国的子民的样子，
If you will live for the image of the sons of the kingdom,
你已经过了60大关
了。You already passed the 60 mark.
神最终的旨意终于完成了。
And God's ultimate purpose has been fulfilled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是天国。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
在旧约以色列人办不到的，现在我们办得到。
In the past, the Old Testament, the Israelites could not attain. Now we will be able to achieve.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
你读到这里的时候，
When we come to this point,
你看见天国的卓越性 extraordinary.
Then we can see the extraordinary of this kingdom of heaven.
从第一节到第十二节，
from verse 1 to verse 12,
给我们看见国度的矛盾性。
And we see the contradictions of the kingdom of heaven.
Paradox. 因为它是 upside down 的。
Because it is inverted.
在前在后。
Before and after.
最穷的就是最富的。
The poorest is the.
这不是 paradox 是什么？
And this is the paradox.
所以当你读第五章的时候，
And when you come to chapter 5,
你看天国有两个性质。
And we know the two characteristics.
第一个性质是矛盾性。
And we know it's a paradox, it's a contradiction.
不是真的矛盾。
It is not a true contradiction.
是 apparent paradox.
It's an apparent paradox.
似乎矛盾，并不是真的矛盾。
It was as if it's a paradox by itself.
因为给我们看见倒影的国度，或者国度的倒影。
We can see the inverted kingdom of upside down kingdom.
但是不止如此，
Not only that,
因为他的义胜过文士和法利赛人。
Because his righteousness surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the
弟兄姊妹，所以这个国度是 extraordinary， 是一个不平凡的。
And so this kingdom is an extraordinary kingdom.
所以他不只是矛盾性，而且是卓越性。卓越。
It is not only a paradox, but it's a
卓越。所以现在你要的是 excellence。
And so that we strive for the excellence.
你知道新加坡有一个特点，他要追求 excellence.
And we know in Singapore we pursue for excellency.
六十分不够的。
60 marks is not.
他要100分。
We need 100 marks.
这就是为什么今天有这样的今天的新加坡。
And so that is how we have this Singapore today.
天国也是一样。
And it's the same as kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
这里所追求的乃是卓越。
And we know that here we are pursuing for excellency.
所以这是天国的第二个性质。
And this is the second characteristic of the kingdom of heaven.
到了第六章的时候，
When we come to chapter 6,
告诉我们怎样的施舍。
And how are we to give generously?
然后告诉我们怎么样的祷告。
And how should we pray?
然后怎样的进食。
And how to fast?
弟兄姊妹，在旧约的时候啊，
In the Old Testament,
三件事就是他们的生活了。
And these three things are
他们的日常的生活。
And this is their daily life.
施舍。
And that is to give.
祷告。
And to pray.
进食。
And to fast.
但是问题在这里。
But that's a problem.
我们应当怎样的施舍呢？
And how are we able to give?
应该怎样的祷告呢？
How should we pray?
应该怎样的进食呢？
How should we fast?
不要忘记，怎么祷告，怎么施舍。
How do we
give? 第四节。
And verse 4.
要叫你施舍的事行在暗中。
That your charitable deeds may be done in.
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Your father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
你的父在哪里？
Where is your father?
你的父在暗中。
Your father is in secret.
他躲起来了。
He has been concealed.
如果你知道他在哪里，
If you knew where he is,
你就在那，你就在你那他暗中他看见你的。
And he has seen you in secret.
父怎样在暗中，
Father who is in secret,
你也怎样在暗中。
And you will be in secret.
你明白吗？ 这是怎样施舍。
And this is how you should give.
祷告也这样。
And it's the same as.
禁食也这样。
And it's the same when you fast.
这什么意思？这给我们看见国度的隐藏性。
We can see the concealed part of the kingdom.
Hidden nature, hidden
nature. The hidden part.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见，因为国度本来就是隐藏的。
We know that the kingdom is hidden.
它不是敲锣打鼓的。
And it is not something to show.
当你施舍的时候，世界不知道。
And when you give alms, that the world doesn't know.
你左手不知道右手所做的。
Your right hand doesn't know what your left hand has done.
有人弹钢琴是左手不知道右手做，那弹钢琴。
And those who play the piano, the left hand doesn't know what the.
那表示他不会弹钢琴。
That means that he doesn't know how to play the piano.
但是如果左手不知道右手所做的。
And if the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
你根本不知道自己所做。
You don't even know what you are doing.
你完全被带到舍己的地步。
You have brought to the stage of.
你做了好多世界不知道你做，这是天国，地上的国度，你做了全世界都知道
了。
祷告也这样，你要进入你的内室，祷告在你暗中的父，然后暗中的父要报答你。什么叫祷告？
What do you mean by prayer?
祷告神要答应我们。
When we pray is that God will answer.
所以祷告的目的就要神答应我们。
And so the purpose of prayer is that we may receive answer.
你们祷告聚会的时候，
when we come to our prayer meeting,
你们当然希望主答听你的祷告嘛。
Of course, we want God listen to us.
但主告诉我们，
But the Lord tells us,
祷告不光要得答应，
not only that we will have to receive an answer.
祷告要得赏赐。
We know that in prayer that we are going to receive.
但暗中的父报答你的时候，
Father in secret is going to reward you.
你就得到了祷告的赏赐。
You will receive the reward of prayer.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？ Amy Carmichael, Amy Carmichael 是一个到印度传道的一个姊妹。
He is evangelist that gone to India.
Missionary
to India.
他小的时候六岁，他有个祷告。
And when she was at the age of six, she has a prayer.
他说：“主啊，求你让我的眼睛是蓝颜色的。”
Says that grant me a blue eyes.
结果主没有听他祷告，所以他一直挂在心里。为什么主不听我的祷告？
And this is what is in her heart. You always remember that God.
其实现在蓝眼睛很容易的。
So it's easy to have.
你们在座有人要蓝眼睛，不需要祷告的。
Now you want the blue eyes. You did not.
你知道该怎么做的。
You know what to do, right?
但是 Amy Carmichael 她要求主给她蓝眼睛。
But Amy Carmichael wants God to give her a pair of blue eyes.
结果她眼睛是褐色的。
But she has the brown eyes.
是 dark， 对 brown。所以你看见神没有听她的祷告。
God didn't answer.
但是后来他到印度去，
But when she went to India,
他专门去抢救一些的女孩子。
She tried to rescue this group of
那些女孩子是被卖到庙里面去做妓女的。
Because these are the children who sold to the temple to become prostitutes.
所以 Amy Carmichael 他就要去抢救这些人。
And she want to rescue this girl.
所以她打扮的完全像印度人一样。
And she dress herself up like an Indian.
所以只留下两个眼睛。
She only shown her two eyes.
所以你看见吗？如果她像印度人一样，大家知道她是个印度人。
And you know that she has the same blood because they know that she is one of them.
然后到店里面就去抢救那些女孩子。
So she went to the temple to rescue these young girls.
到那个时候，她才明白过来。
Only then she realized.
为什么神不听她的祷告？
Why God did not answer her prayer?
如果神听她祷告，两个蓝眼睛怎么办？
Can you imagine that she will go into the temple with two blue eyes?
全身都包起来了，就是眼睛没有包起来。
She may be concealed, but she cannot close her eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你要记得，祷告不只要得答应。
We know that when we pray, not only that we want to receive the answer.
祷告还要得赏赐。
Our prayer must also receive the reward.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
let me.
以色列人知道怎么祷告。
The Israelites know.
阿拉伯人知道怎么祷告。
The Arabs know how to pray.
以色列人每天要祷告几次。
And we know that Israelites have to pray how many times a day.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
你要进入你的内室。
You need to go into your chamber.
你来到了灵的深处。
You come to the deepest part of the
soul. 你关上门。
You close the door.
祷告，你在暗中的父。
Pray to your Father in secret.
弟兄姊妹，为什么讲这些呢？
Why did we mention this?
因为国度的性质是隐藏的。
Because the characteristic of the kingdom is hidden.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
国度的性质也是依靠性的。
And we know that the characteristic of the kingdom is also
它是 dependent.
To be dependent.
为什么？
Why?
因着这个缘故。
Because of this reason.
不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry for tomorrow.
说你看见你看见吗？那个你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收。
The birds in the air they do not reap and.
你看见天父尚且养活他。
And the heavenly fathers have fed them.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
要先求他的国和他的义
We need to seek his kingdom and
这些都要赐给你们了
All these shall be added to you
这什么意思
What does this
这就是告诉我们说不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么
Do not worry what we are going to dress what we are going to eat
弟兄姊妹你看见没有因为我们的生活是依靠的生活
Because our life is a dependent life.
你知道天父要看顾我们的
Because we know the Heavenly Father is going to watch over us.
不过最重要在这里
But of course, the more important thing
我们要先求他的国和他的义
However, we should seek first the kingdom of God.
这些自然就加给你了
And all this shall be added to you.
外邦人不是
And this is not for the Gentiles.
外邦人一天到晚吃什么喝什么穿什么
We know that Gentiles they are concerned each day about what they eat what they drink and what they wear
他们的 eating 变成他们的目标了
And their eating becomes their goal
我们昨天呢和一个从香港来的弟兄从一条街走过
And we were with one brothers from Hong Kong and we passed through a street
香港人最会吃了
And you know that
香港的餐馆多得不得了
Hong Kong, they are experts, in
结果那个地方讲了他说奇怪我走过这条街好像比香港吃的还厉害
He says that this, the street is even better than in Hong Kong.
而且这里吃都吃最好的没有吃最好从来没有别人吃过的
And there's something that is excellent that nobody has,
为什么
worse than them.
因为人把吃什么穿什么喝什么当作他的目标
Because what they eat, what they drink and what they wear has now become their aim
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你不觉得是很悲哀的一件事
Do you think there's a more sorrow?
人到底活着为什么
What is the purpose?
你说为了吃饭而活着的呢，还是为了活着而吃饭？
We need to live.
如果我们是为了吃饭而活着的话，
to eat to live.
那人家骂我们饭桶，你为什么要生气？
And you say that you are a drum of rice.
那你为什么要生气呢
Why are you, angry?
如果你是为着活着而吃饭的话，
Because you live to eat.
那弟兄你为什么活着
why is the purpose of your
所以你明白吗今天世界上的人忧虑这些忧虑那些
People of the world today they worry about this and about that
不要为明天忧虑
Do not worry about tomorrow
你应当忧虑的是你的忧虑
What you should worry about is your worry
弟兄姊妹我们今天一直忧虑吃什么喝什么
Today we worry about what we should eat what you should
但主呼召我们进入他的国中
But when LordCall us into his kingdom.
你只要做一件事
We need to do only one
你先求他的国
We seek first his kingdom.
他已经告诉我们了
And he has told
天国是怎样的
And what is this
愿我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven.
愿你的旨意愿你的国降临
May your kingdom come.
我们应该先求他的国
We need to seek his kingdom.
他的义是什么
What is his righteousness?
那就是门徒的义
And that is the righteousness.
要胜过文士和法利赛人
And that is to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神就要把这些都赐给你。
God is going to add all these things to us.
这是天国。
This is the kingdom.
许多人今天被吃被喝完全霸占了。
Many of us today are all being taken by what we eat, what we.
他把吃把喝把嫁娶当作他们的目标。
They eat, they drink, their marriage becomes the goal of life.
这是悲哀，弟兄姊妹。
This is something very sorrowful.
这里给我们看见。
Yeah,
我们是有目标的。
We have a goal.
我们所追求的是卓越，是 excellency。
What we pursue is excellency.
我们所追求的乃是天国。
What we pursue is the kingdom of heaven.
我们所要的是一百分。
What we want is the 100 mark.
我们要的爱是完全的爱。
The love that we want is a perfect love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你是不是在追求这些？
Are you pursuing all this?
主明明说
The Lord says,
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些都赐给你们。
And all this.Shall be added to you.
弟兄姊妹我自己可以在你面前做见证
I can testify before you.
我今天没有多少时间和你们做见证
I don't have much time.
你知道等到一个做父母长一个父母到一定年龄孩子慢慢长了翅膀通通飞掉了
We know that come to a certain age that you know thatthe children, they harden their wings.
你没有办法把他们叫回来的。
You can't call them back.
在美国啊，在东岸的小孩子，他读大学一定到西岸去。
And we know that the children in the east, when they go to the university, they will go to the university.
从西岸一直到东岸去。
And those who are in the west, they will go to the east.
那你想想看。我们想的孩子有一天要长大的。
You know that our children will grow up one day.
那我怎么样能 control 他们
？And how do I have dominion?
一天到晚把他带在我的身边。
Just to bring them along with me.
这办得到吗
？Can we do that?
弟兄姊妹，也许你说有一个办法办得到。
Perhaps there's one way.
我如果是 Bill Gates， 很多的儿子一定听我的话。
If I'm Bill Gates, you know the children will listen to me.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
当求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些通通要赐给你们。
All these should be added to you.
有人问我那人一个问题。
Some people who ask my wife,
你怎么教导你三个孩子？
How do you teach your three children?
我说我们不知道。
You say we don't know.
当第一个孩子生下来的时候，
so we had the first child,
我们第一件事就是跪在主的面前，把他奉献在主的手里。
And that we have offered him before the Lord.
实在凭良心说，我们真的不知道怎么教导我们的孩子。我们只知道给他们个爱的环境。我们先求他的国和他的义。
First, his kingdom and his kingdom.
我们知道要他们顺服，一定要他们肯佩服才可以。
We know that they, in order for them to, they must really respect you.
在教会中属灵的不算属灵。
And we know that those who are church are spiritual. They are not
在讲台上属灵的不是属灵。
Those who are spiritual and pulpit, they are not spiritual.
如果你家里人说你属灵，你真的属灵。
Those who are in the families regard you as spiritual, then you are spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些都会赐给你的。
All this will be, shall be added.
后来我们不知道这个孩子怎么一个个都长大了。
We know that one by one they have grown.
结果一个个都成家了。
And all of them have their own family.
我们祝福他们。
We bless them.
他们有自己的世界。
They have their own world.
他们有自己的前途。
They have their own future.
我们绝对不干预他们的。
There's no way that we can interfere.
我们住在第五楼。
We live in the fifth floor.
我的小儿子住第二楼。
My younger son is on the second floor.
那我难得有。有一天我去敲他的门的。
Very rare that I will knock at his door.
我就怕说，我这一敲他的门，是不是妨碍他了
？And if I will knock his door, will I be interfering his life?
弟兄们，不是因为是一家的人，我随要来就来了，随便就做了。
It doesn't mean that it's the same family. I want to come, I will come.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？虽然孩子都长大了。
They have grown up.
他们翅膀都飞了。
They have wings to fly.
他已经不需要父亲母亲了。
They do not need.
很多事情就决定了。
They can make their own decisions.
但是我们觉得很稀奇。
But wonderful thing.
都已经结婚了。
They have married.
都是大人了。
They have adults.
他为什么还要问我们的意见呢
？And sometimes they will still seek our opinion.
他每个人都应该到全世界各地去了。
They should go to the world.
最早我们的大儿子是在芝加哥。
Our elder son is in Chicago.
我们的女儿要嫁到 Kansas City， 又嫁到纽约的，就嫁到这个美国的中部去了。
And the daughter is going to marry in the Kansas City, which is the center part.
那我的小儿在宾州，在宾州。
And Pennsylvania.
宾州 yeah.
And my younger son is in Pennsylvania.
他们最恨的是纽约。
They hate New York.
全世界最糟的地方是纽约，他们绝对不想到纽约去的。
The worst place that they will not go to New York.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道，看样子他们一个都要飞走了。
You know that one by one they're going to fly away.
但是很稀奇，弟兄姊妹，你如果先求他的国和他的义，
If you were to seek his first his kingdom is.
我们不知道为什么我大儿子飞到纽约来，到纽约来找的事情。
And now my son has flew into New York.
就在我的女婿要结婚以前大概几个礼拜，他忽然就找到工作，也是在纽约的附近。
My son-in-law before a few weeks before his marriage, he also found a new job in New York.
那我的小儿子呢，他也找到工作，也到了纽约来。
And my younger son also found a new job in New York.
那他应该离开我们远一点。
They should be distant themselves away from us.
结果他找一个 apartment, 刚好在我们 apartment building 里面。
And they say the same apartment and it's the same apartment.
每一个礼拜二祷告的时候，我们常常看到他们。
So, every Tuesday we pray, we often.
主日的时候，我们也能见到他们。
And we also seen them on Sunday.
我们实在觉得我们是很蒙福的。
Said we are such a bless.
有一个弟兄说啊
，One brother said,
你到底有什么本领把他们通通掌握在你手里
？What skill do you have that you have them all under the control in your hands?
主知道我们一点的本领也没有。
Lord knows that we have no way.
有一件事，弟兄姊妹。
But there's one thing.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些。通通要赐给你们
All this should be
通通是加上的
All these are all
不会有缺乏的
There is no lacking.
不要忘记这就是在国度里面你怎么过日子
And this is how you conduct your life in the kingdom of
God. 我们的生命是依靠的生命
Our life is a dependent life.
所以我们的生活是依靠的生活
And so our livelihood is also a dependent life.
那第七章就告诉我们说你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门。
Since that you will look for, you will be found, and knock at the door, you will be opened unto you.
那为什么这样做
？Why it is?
因为前面主说你要先求他的国和他的义。
Because in the first portion, the Lord says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
那主告诉我们怎么求
？And how do we ask?
你祈求就给你开门。
When you ask, it shall be given.
叩门就给你开门。
And those who knock, it will be opened unto you.
你的祷告有个目标的。
And so when you pray, you have a goal.
你叩门，主就给你开门。
And when you knock at the door, door will be opened to you.
你叩墙，主不给你开墙的。
And when you knock at the wall, the door.
很多祷告叩墙，结果主不给你开墙的。
When you pray, you are knocking at the wall.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你如果要求他的国和他的义的话，
if you want to seek his kingdom and his righteousness,
你要的是门徒的义。
What you want to pursue is the
你让圣灵在你身上工作。
You want the Holy Spirit to work in you.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意活在天国的天的掌管底下？
Would you like to live under the dominance of the kingdom of heaven?
受天的约束。
To be restricted by.
你不随便讲话。
You will not speak.
你这个舌头受了天的限制。
That your tongue is under the control of the heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你知道世界上人都说的话都是咒诅的话。
We know that the words of the world are cursed.
这是这个世界嘛。
And this is the world.
从前威尔斯大复兴的时候，
啊，And there is a great revival in Wales.
戏院都关门了。
And we know that the cinemas closed.
法院也关门了。
Even the courts, they all closed.
都没有生意了。
They have no business.
很多人得救，十万人得救了。
Because 100,000 people were.
那很多得救人都是矿工啊。
And we know many those who are saved were miners.
这些矿工在矿坑里面呢，因为心情不好，所以动不动要咒诅啊。
And you know that these miners, when they have bad tempers and you know that bad moods, that they will always curse.
为什么咒诅
？Why do they curse?
他里面很痛苦啊。
Because he's very sorrowful. Inside.
他咒诅一下，他就释放，你就快乐一点。
And you know that when you curse, that you find that you are released.
所以一天到晚他就咒诅，咒诅，咒诅。
So day and night there are a few curses.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？所以呢，他等到他要驴子替他走路，要他赶驴的时候。
And so when they have the donkeys to do the work for them.
那你要 donkey move 的话，你一定要叫他走嘛。
Of course, you will command the donkey to move.
那从前没有得救都是咒诅嘛。
And you know in the past, when they command the donkey, they will.
你咒诅那个 donkey 就跑掉了嘛。
Of course, when you curse the donkey, will run away.
但是现在他们都蒙恩得救了。
Now they are all saved by grace.
他们现在就不再咒诅了。
They don't use the curse.
所以现在他们请这个 donkey 走路 ，donkey 听不懂了。
Now they say nicely to ask the donkey to move. The donkey won't understand their
language. 你讲 please, 他根本不懂什么字啊，什么意思
？Ask the donkey please, the donkey won't understand.
从前你咒诅他就懂了。
In the past, when you curse the donkey, will understand.
你看这是复兴吗
？You say that is this a revival?
现在你的舌头有天的约束在上面。
Now your tongue is under the control of heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。你要求这个才行。
You need, we need to pursue.
你不能够太笼统的。
We need to have so many other things.
你一定讲的没有错。
What our brother needs to say.
你如果好好注意的话。
If you were to pay attention.
你大概过了五年以后，你才开始说诚实的话。
And that 5 years, you only that becomes words of your honesty.
许多时候我们常常说话很夸大的。
Sometimes that we need lie to brag.
我们凭着情感来说话。
We use our emotions to speak.
弟兄姊妹，我们像不像天国的子民
？Are we like the sons of heaven?
你明白吗？所以因着这个缘故
，And because of this,
你的祈求要专一才可以。
And so that our when we ask, we have to be very focused,
specific,
to be very specific in our.
叩门就给你开门。
When you knock, it shall be opened unto you.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
等到叩这个门的时候
，When we knock at this door,
你再读下去。
And when we continue reading,
那个门是窄门。
We realize that is the narrow gate.
弟兄姊妹
，the narrow door.
这就是我们的祷告。
That is our prayer.
你真的要叩门吗
？Would you want to knock at the door?
结果你发现那个门是窄的。
We realize that the door is narrow.
你为什么进不去呢
？Why can't you enter into it?
不是门太窄了。
It's not that the door is.
是我们太胖了。
That
我们太胖了。
You're too big.
Too heavy.所以结果现在呢需要圣灵在我们身上工作。
So we need the Holy Spirit to work in us.
把我们能带回到原来的比例。
That we may be able to return to the original proportion.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读到第七章第二十四节的时候。
When we come to the 24 verse of 7.
所以凡听见这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So therefore whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, it will be likened him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
否则就是一个愚昧的人。
Otherwise he's a foolish man.
请大家记得一个是聪明人一个是愚昧人。
One who is wise and one is foolish.
25章一个聪明的童女一个愚拙的童女五个聪明的童女五个愚拙的童女
25, there are five wise, virgins and five
这个两个是对应的
they are, opposing one another.
你要明白聪明的童女和愚昧的童女你要就要看说这里聪明的人和智和愚拙的人是怎么回事谁是智慧人
Who are the wise?
乃是听见这些话就去行的。
Are those who have heard this word and they will do them?
这话什么话
？What are these words?
马太五章、六章、七章的话。
Words in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
这个话什么话
？What are these saying?
乃 the word of kingdom.
These are the words of the kingdom.
我们的主出去撒种。
The Lord went out as a sower.
那就是那个种子。
And we are the seed.
现在我们有四种不同的泥土。
There are four different types of soil.
如果落在好土里面。
If the seeds are being sown on the good ground.
我们听见这些话又去行的。
And when we hear this word and we does them.
这个人是聪明的人。
These are the wise men.
他是把房子盖在磐石上。
Because he has built his house on the rock.
如果不照着去行的。
And those who did not follow.
亲爱的弟兄。天国的道在他身上没有扎根的。
And you know the words of the kingdom of heaven has no root.
他就变成了愚昧的人。
He becomes the foolish one.
这里的聪明人就解释了聪明的童女。
And here it explains the wise virgin.
这里的愚昧人就聪明，就解释了愚昧的童女。
Here it explains the foolishness of the five foolish virgins.
所以我想非常非常的清楚。
This is very clear here.
到了这里，我们的主的话就说完了。
And so here he says, the word has seized, the Lord has seized his word.
现在很清楚，弟兄姊妹。
And so it's very clear now.
你看见我们的主说天国近了。
Our Lord says, repent.
然后你看他呼召门徒。
And he calls his disciples.
把门徒叫到他的脚前。
And then he calls his disciples to his.
告诉他们天国是怎么一回事。
And teach them what is the kingdom of heaven.
现在很清楚了。
And so it's very clear.
主呼召我们要进天国。
God has called us to enter his.
他说不是凡说我主啊主啊的人都能进天国。
Not those who profess that Lord Lord that they were able to enter into the kingdom.
乃是那些遵行天父旨意的人。
Those who abide in the will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就完成了主耶稣的第一个讲章。
And so that we will finish.
他所说的第一段的话
and that we have fulfilled the first portion of his
这段话讲什么呢
what is this first portion of the word
that is the reality of the kingdom 国度的实际
tells us the reality of the kingdom
这就给我们看见在教会里面
in the church
你所看见应该这样的情形
we should see what is happening in the church
这个国度是隐藏的国度
and this is the hidden part of the kingdom
我们乃是跟随大卫的一般的人
we are just like the followers of David
好了我想我们这一谈就停在这里